This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A while back, after I'd handed in the manuscript for my book, Life in Five Senses, I got the idea to create a quiz that would help people to identify their most neglected sense. Now, what is a neglected sense? Scientists have identified as many as 33 or 35 senses, but of those, five could be called the Aristotelian senses, or the kindergarten senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. As I was working on my book, I realized that of those big five, most of us have a few senses that we particularly enjoy and others that we tend to neglect. Our appreciated sense is a sense that's a great source of satisfaction and engagement. We pay attention, we seek out novel experiences, we're interested in learning more, we swap recommendations, we enjoy reminiscing about our encounters with that sense. Our neglected sense is the sense that we least often turn to for pleasure or comfort. We probably don't spend time exploring or cultivating it. We may be more concerned with avoiding the negative than appreciating the positive. Once we recognize our neglected sense, we can use this self-knowledge as a shortcut to a richer life. We can find a new source of comfort, calm, and creativity. We can explore fresh experiences. Perhaps most important, we can make opportunities to engage with other people. It's often hard to know ourselves, and it can be tough to identify our neglected sense. So I decided to create a quiz, the What's Your Neglected Sense quiz, so that people could easily figure out their neglected sense. I worked with a brilliant team to make the quiz's design very engaging, and it's really fun to take. You can take it at gretchenrubin.com/quiz. Once I unleashed the quiz, I was so curious to see what results people would get. And I must say, the results are surprising. Now, to be clear, I am not suggesting that these results are scientifically valid. For one thing, what's called the selection bias means that the people who have taken this quiz are people who are somehow connected to the work of Gretchen Rubin. And that's not a random sampling of people. Nevertheless, tens of thousands of people have now taken the quiz, and I've been fascinated to consider the results so far. Here's something that I didn't expect to find. I'd anticipated that some senses would be far more overlooked than others. But it turns out that for their neglected sense, quiz takers were surprisingly evenly divided among the five senses. On the other hand, with the most appreciated sense, two senses clearly stand out, hearing and tasting, which happen to be my own two most neglected senses. Here's something else that surprised me. In humans, the visual system is the most highly developed. It occupies the most real estate in the brain, And if a conflict arises among the senses, sight usually trumps. I figured that just about no one would have seeing as their neglected sense. But they did. As I said, each of the five senses was fairly equally represented in the results of the neglected sense quiz. As I've talked to people who have taken the quiz, I've been very gratified to hear how useful they found it. Just about everyone seems intrigued by their answer and interested to find ways to tap into their neglected sense for a happier life. Some people tell me, oh, I knew what my answer would be. Some have no idea. How about you? What's your most neglected sense? I'll post a link to the quiz, What's Your Neglected Sense, in the show notes, or you can go to GretchenRubin.com/quiz to take the quiz. I hope you find it useful. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.